Should I accept a low offer directly from the insurance company to settle my case? Well, the answer is probably not. I'm Gary Berger of Berger Law. Insurance companies regularly offer low amounts of money to try to settle claims at the beginning of a case to avoid the liability and the exposure they should have. I sent out a newsletter last week where I talked about three different cases where we had under $5,000 offers in a case from an insurance company. We refused, we litigated the case, and we settled the cases for two cases for $100,000 and one for $50,000. Insurance adjusters have a number of tactics they use to try to get you to settle your case at a low value. You know what? We don't pay for medical care after 6 weeks. You know what? You got paid for your wage loss claim from your vacation pay from work. You don't get to get that wage, those damages from us. You know what? You had a car wreck 5 years ago, so this medical isn't related. You know what? The property damage on your car wasn't enough and wouldn't support that. The type of injuries you're claiming. You know what? Why don't you go ahead and settle the case now and sign this release forever giving away your claim, and we'll pay you more later. Do you believe any of that? No way. Insurance companies are in the business of collecting premiums and denying claims or paying a low amount of money in claims. And people don't know. People assume that an insurance company is going to deal fairly with them. They're not. The other thing is, you may have an uninsured or underinsured claim against your own insurance company. If you're hit by a hit and run driver, you can't find that guy's or girl's insurance company. You can only go after your own insurance company. You assume your own insurance company is going to deal fairly with you. Don't. So take a step back, see what's fair, and I get it. I've represented people for 30 years. I get that this is a financial hardship. You're going along in life, you're paying your rent, you're doing all your house payment, your car, whatever, and all of a sudden, boom, you have $20,000, $50,000, whatever, in medical bills, and you can't work for 2 months. That hurts you, and you need the money. I get it. The problem is, the insurance companies know that too. So they're going to try to jump in and take advantage of that situation, try to get you to take a low amount of money because you need to pay those bills and feed the kids, you know, whatever, your personal circumstances. Try not to do that. There's other ways to handle that. And the other thing is, you may not have health insurance. You may not know where to get the medical care. Well, call us, we can help. Bergerlaw.com, call us on our phone numbers, fill out a contact form on our website. Get us behind you to help fight for you. What lawyers do is we equal the playing field between the big insurance company with millions of claims against them and you with your one claim. Because remember, if you settle that case, you're done. You only have one chance to settle that claim, only one time to sign a release. You don't want to settle that claim for a lower amount of money and then need a neck surgery, or do that and be in pain for years when we could assist you in finding a good doctor to assess you, provides therapy, maybe get some pain medication or pain treatment. Many of our clients need surgeries to repair them so they can go on and get back to where they were before the accident. So the idea behind the law is to fully compensate you for your injuries, not 50% compensate you for your injuries, because then that's not justice. You're not made whole, which is the idea in the law. And one of the reasons why I do what I do in personal injury and helping people is I like to fight bullies. I mean, I was like that as a kid. I hated when people take advantage of other people, and I hate it when insurance companies take advantage of people who don't know their rights. And people don't go around thinking, oh, I'm going to teach myself how to handle insurance claim in the case I ever get in a bad car wreck or a truck case, or I slip on premises, or I get injured at work, or a doctor commits negligence and permanently injures me. There's a whole host of ways that you can get injured. It's important to not go rush out and not trust what that insurance adjuster says. We answer questions for free all the time, all day long at our firm. Many other people do, and you can find information on the Google, on the internet. So take your time. Don't rush to get that check. Take your time. Make sure you're fully compensated. Don't believe the BS or the lines of the insurance company. That they may be true. There are good insurance companies, I'm sure, out there. But you wanna Don't believe their fake news. You want to assess that yourself, make sure it's fair. Call a lawyer like me. I'll tell you in 5 minutes whether or not I can add value to your claim and you can don't do it. One of the cases we just settled, and I know I'm going along in this video, where our client actually signed a release, got a check for $260, and then they sent her a release. She didn't sign the release, I'm sorry. And then she went and she got a ton of more medical care. They refused to pay her a dime more. We filed a lawsuit. She got neck surgery later. They said, you took the check, you took the $260, you're done. We said, no way. We filed suit, we won, we got $50,000 from her and then for her and for her injuries. And it was her case, and then we made an underinsured claim against her own insurance company and got another great recovery for her, a total of $150,000 when the initial offer was only $260. Don't go down that path. Look out for your rights. We'll answer your questions for free. Go to burgerlaw.com, call us on one of our numbers. Thank you very much.